Saturday morning, the 23rd of May, 2026. The week behind us was a budget week, in two different senses. Defense departments thinking out loud about how much money to spend on autonomy, and Frontier Labs publishing numbers that suggest the unit economics of agentic work have shifted under everyone's feet. Let me walk you through where the week ended up, and then through the four pieces I want to spend real time on this morning. So, the weekly recap. The arc of the past 5 days breaks cleanly into three threads, and they're all related. The first thread is the open weights wave. Monday's digest opened with what I called the open model bonanza, Gemma 4, DeepSeek version 4, Kimi K 2.6, MIMO 2.5, and GLM 5.1, all landing inside a single calendar month. The Commerce Department's AI Safety Institute had quietly put out an assessment claiming the U.S. to China capability gap on open weights had compressed to roughly 6 weeks, which is the closest it has been since the original GPT-4 release. By the middle of the week, the Artificial Analysis Intelligence Index was reflecting that DeepSeek version 4 Pro maximum sitting at 51.5, GLM 5.1 at 51.4, Kimi K 2.6 at 53.9, all clustered in a tight band just below the proprietary frontier. The architectural moves underneath the wave were doing real work too. We covered key value cache sharing in Gemma 4, layer-wise attention budgets in Laguna XS.2, and compressed convolution kernels that were showing up in several different model cards. The takeaway from Monday was that open weights labs were no longer copying frontier ideas a year late. They were shipping them concurrently, and in some cases, first. The second thread is industry consolidation around the agent loop. Tuesday and Wednesday were Anthropic days. Anthropic acquired Stainless, the software development kit generation startup that was already powering software development kits for OpenAI, Google, and Cloudflare. A deal that has nothing to do with model capability and everything to do with the agent tooling surface. Andre Carpati joined Anthropic's pre-training team the same week, which raised eyebrows. KPMG announced an integration of Claude across all 276,000 of its employees, plus its digital gateway client platform, the largest single enterprise rollout we've seen. Google held its input-output conference and unveiled Gemini 3.5 Flash, the Gemini Omni video model, and the Gemini Spark agent, a clean version of the same agent loop bet from Mountain View's side. The Pentagon awarded Perennial Autonomy a $500 million indefinite delivery contract for AI-driven counter-drone systems on Wednesday, which presaged the much larger autonomy budget reporting that landed later in the week. By Thursday, the financial picture had clarified in a way the labs themselves had been hinting at. The SpaceX initial public offering filing revealed that Anthropic was committed to paying SpaceX and xAI up to $40 billion for compute at $1.25 billion per month. NVIDIA posted 85% year-over-year revenue growth, projected 95% for the current quarter, and disclosed $43 billion of startup equity holdings on its balance sheet. Anthropic projected its first operating profitable quarter with $559 million in operating profit on revenue, more than doubling to $10.9 billion. Friday brought OpenAI's Q1 revenue of approximately $5.7 billion, roughly $1 billion ahead of Anthropic, with Codex and the new ads product doing the heavy lifting, and Sam Altman openly discussing initial public offering timing on stage at the Code with Claude event in London. Half the room at that Anthropic event had shipped a pull request written entirely by Claude in the previous week, which I covered yesterday as the cleanest signal yet that coding agents have crossed the daily use threshold. The third thread is the one I'll pick up in segment two, the mathematics story. OpenAI's claim, which broke Thursday and dominated Friday, is that an unreleased successor model produced a constructive disproof of the Erdos planar unit distance problem for under 32 hours of compute and under $1,000 of spend. The mathematicians who exposed last year's prior overclaims have been re-engaged. The page 39 moment in the write-up is being cross-checked line by line, and Ben Larica's piece this morning steps back and asks, what the new division of labor between humans and models and research mathematics actually looks like. On the regulatory front, the Trump administration delayed an AI security executive order Friday, citing language that could have been a blocker, and the White House briefed AI companies on a plan to review frontier models before release. Neither was the headline of the week, but both are downstream of the autonomy and frontier economics momentum. Now, with that arc in mind, here are the four pieces I came across overnight that pick up exactly those threads. First up, the autonomy budget story, landing in its concrete fiscal 2027 form. Defense One published an analysis arguing that the Pentagon is standing up a new drone and autonomous warfare group, with roughly $54 billion behind it in the next budget request. The group consolidates drone, counter-drone, and autonomous systems work that had been scattered across services under a single program executive office with direct budget authority, with the explicit goal of compressing acquisition timelines from years to months. The dollar figure is the headline. $54 billion is comparable to the budget of a small service branch. But the argument the authors make is that the doctrinal scaffolding hasn't kept pace. The Pentagon still lacks clear rules of engagement for swarms, in which one operator may oversee dozens or hundreds of platforms, and at that span of control, meaningful, human-in-the-loop oversight becomes mathematically impossible. The question shifts to human-on-the-loop, or, in certain regimes, human-out-of-the-loop authorities. They also flag industrial base exposure. A large share of U.S. small drone suppliers still rely on Chinese motors, batteries, flight controllers, and certain microelectronics, so the new group's credibility depends on a parallel reshoring effort that has not been funded at the same scale. The implicit template throughout is Ukraine. Distributed manufacturing, software-defined platforms, embedded engineers, and iteration cycles measured in days rather than years. And there's a separate piece in War on the Rocks this morning that goes deep on exactly that loop. Frontline platoon commanders sending 15-second failure videos to manufacturers over signal and receiving software patches within hours. The Ukrainian frontline research and development labs that started as immediate problem solvers and have grown into the entities that shape what gets developed and scaled across the entire defense sector. The closing argument is that the new Pentagon Group's success depends less on the headline budget number than on whether the Office of the Secretary of Defense can shield it from the usual requirements creep, and whether Congress will tolerate the failure rate inherent in any genuine attempt at attritable mass. Moving on to our second story, Ben Larica's piece on the Erdos discrete geometry result and what it means for the division of labor in research mathematics. The factual core is the one I covered Friday. An internal OpenAI model produced a constructive disproof of an 80-year-old conjecture related to Erdos's work on point configurations, and the construction is being checked by the same mathematicians who caught the prior overclaim. What Larica adds is the framing. In prior cases of model-assisted mathematics, the model handled bookkeeping, search, or suggested directions that the human then chased. In this case, the model generated the core argument, and the human collaborators verified, tightened, and packaged it. Larica argues mathematics is uniquely well-suited as a testbed for capability claims because outputs are cleanly verifiable. A proof either checks or it doesn't. And that property is what made formal, verifier-based reinforcement learning loops, things like alpha proof, alpha geometry, and the OpenAI math systems, the natural frontier for serious reasoning research. He cautions strongly against overreading the result. A single successful case does not establish that models are reliable mathematical collaborators, and the community has not built institutional norms for attribution, peer review, or for handling AI-generated work that looks plausible but is subtly wrong. He predicts journals will need disclosure standards within a year, and that the line between tool use and co-authorship will become contested faster than the community is ready for. The quieter implication he points at is that if models can produce real research-grade output in mathematics, the gap to research-grade output in adjacent verifiable domains, theoretical computer science, formal methods, certain corners of physics and chemistry, may close faster than expected. while domains without cheap ground truth will continue to be hype-laden. The new division of labor, in his telling, is not human as orchestrator and model as tool, but human as verifier and judge and model as generator. That inverts the usual story about which side of the partnership is harder to automate. Third up, Defense Scoop's reporting on the other big defense budget line item from this week, which is the request for close to $30 billion in fiscal 2027 for AI supercomputing. The portfolio is built around a small number of highly secure joint force data centers intended to centralize supercomputing assets across the services, replacing the fragmented per-service investments Air Force's Project Maven Compute, Army's Project Linchpin, Navy's Overmatch, and a long tail of program-specific clusters. The request bundles accelerator procurement, high-bandwidth networking, power and cooling upgrades at existing installations, and software stacks for secure multi-tenant training and inference on classified workloads. The internal benchmark cited in the article is that the department's current classified training capacity is at least a generation behind what hyperscalers field, and that intelligence fusion, autonomy training, and signals processing workloads now need scales the existing patchwork can't deliver. The most interesting line item is a new national security investment fund that would let the department take equity-like positions in dual-use suppliers, modeled loosely on the NQTEL and Office of Strategic Capital playbooks, but at much larger scale. If that fund is appropriated, it changes the department's relationship with the AI hardware and energy stack in a structural way, and it makes the department one of the largest single buyers of AI accelerators in the world for that fiscal year. Read together with the autonomy budget I just walked through. The through line is that 2027 is shaping up as the budget cycle in which AI and autonomy money becomes large enough to bend the entire defense top line, rather than being a rounding error inside it. And for our fourth and final story today, the Latent Space newsletter making the case that all of the frontier labs have quietly converted into agent labs, and that the leadership of those labs is now explicit about the conversion. Greg Brockman's recent comments mark a reversal of the long-held internal view that the product is the model, and that agents are a thin wrapper best left to the application layer. Ahead of OpenAI's expected initial public offering filing, the new line is that the agent loop, not the base weights, is the product. The newsletter strings together corroborating quotes from Anthropic, Google DeepMind, and xAI showing the same pivot, and frames it as the natural consequence of long-horizon reinforcement learning post-training. Once you train a model to use tools, retry, and self-correct over many turns, the lab's economic asset stops being a checkpoint and starts being a harness plus a policy. Two data points follow that thesis. On the agent coding leaderboard, ALE Bench, Chinese open weights models including KimiK 2.6, DeepSeek version 4, and GLM 5.1 outperformed several Western frontier releases, suggesting the China gap in pure agentic coding is narrower than the headline intelligence index scores imply. Cursor Composer 2.5 ranks third on the Artificial Analysis Coding Agent Index and is roughly 3 to 18 times cheaper than Claude Opus 4.7 maximum and 5 to 32 times cheaper than GPT 5.5 extra high on coding agent benchmarks while remaining competitive on pass rates. That is the price performance signature of distillation plus task-specific reinforcement learning, eroding the frontier lab premium in the most lucrative agent vertical first. The structural prediction follows. If every lab is now an agent lab, differentiation shifts from raw model intelligence to harness quality, supported tool breadth, the safety and permissions story, and the enterprise integration surface, areas where vertical specialists and startups have a real chance against frontier labs in a way they don't on raw pre-training. AI Snake Oil ran a sharper, more critical companion piece this morning, dissecting Google's input-output claim that its agents built an entire operating system from a single prompt for $916. Oh, they concede the demo is interesting and that the harness can clearly sustain long-horizon software work, but they argue the framing is misleading on three counts, and they use the episode to call for what they name open-world evaluation. Pre-registered tasks, third-party replication, full disclosure of prompts, retries, human interventions, and total cost. In place of leaderboard hype, the two pieces read like the bull and bear cases on the same shift. That's the four. The thread that runs through all of them, if you want one, is that the boundary between research artifact and operational system has gotten thin enough this week that institutions on both sides, defense procurement on the autonomy side, mathematics journals on the verification side, frontier labs on the agent side, are starting to publicly notice they need new rules. None of them have those rules yet. The full digest on the site has 36 more items behind these four, including the Artificial Analysis Weekly Evaluation Roundup, MIT Technology Review's piece on Gemini for Science, the Nemotron Lab's Diffusion Language Model release, several archive papers from yesterday's Hugging Face Daily Set, and the Defense Innovation Unit's launch of a driverless cars prize challenge with the Army. I'll be back on Monday. Until then, enjoy the long weekend, find a window, and read something on paper. See you Monday.